USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, the big development, President Trump calling on China and Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter's dealings in both countries. The president speaking to reporters on the South Lawn before heading to Florida.
China should start an investigation into the Bidens, because what happened in China is just about as bad as what happened with Ukraine.
President Trump speaking to seniors at the Villages in Florida later in the day.
As long as I'm president, no one will lay a hand on your Medicare benefits.
Saying he signs an executive order protecting Medicare from socialist destruction.
In my campaign for president, I made you a sacred pledge that I would strengthen, protect, and defend Medicare for all of our senior citizens. And you see, it's under siege, but it's not going to happen.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 122 points, the NASDAQ up 87, the S&P 500 up 23 points. In media news now, Fox News Channel changing its election branding. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports from Washington, D.C.
As Fox News Channel prepares for the 2020 presidential election, the network is changing its election brand.
This is America's election headquarters.
That label had been a mainstay on Fox News Channel for its election coverage for over a decade, but that's now giving way to Democracy 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And there's a new report out on the least tax-friendly states. Number one on the list, Illinois. Number two, Connecticut. Number three, New York. Number four, Wisconsin. And rounding out the top five, New Jersey. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
It could be a very strong Christmas for retailers across the country. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Matthew Shea of the National Retail Federation says consumers are in good financial shape and retailers expect a strong Christmas season.
We're forecasting that 2019 holiday retail sales are going to grow between 3.8% and 4.2% compared to 2018. That works out to something in the range of approximately $27 billion to $730 billion for the season.
The National Retail Federation also expects online and other non-store sales to increase between 11 to 14% this Christmas. That's up to $166.9 billion.
MGM reaching a financial settlement with relatives of the victims of the shooting at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
A deal has been reached between MGM and the victims of the Las Vegas mass shooting. MGM Resorts International has agreed to pay up to $800 million to the families of the 58 victims of the Route 91 Harvest Festival shooting and the hundreds of others that were injured.
The stories that all of you, I'm sure, have heard about what happened that night and the impacts on these people is horrific. But this is a step in the right direction.
Robert Eglitz's law firm represents over 2,500 victims. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.